Hare Krishna. Krishna thoughts are soothing, satisfying, strengthening, and sublimating. Many times materialists challenge spiritualists. Why do you spend so much time thinking about Krishna when it doesn't give you any tangible returns? Actually, the key word in this argument is tangible. Tangible literally means that which can be touched. But from the general perspective, materialistic people think that tangible returns largely mean financial returns. People think that by chanting or by thinking, meditating on Krishna, what is the financial return that you're getting? So actually, yes, our finances are important. They shape our living condition significantly. But our happiness is shaped not just by our financial level, but also by the level of our consciousness, by the level of our thoughts. So if our thoughts improve, then that improvement also has an effect positively on our life. In fact, the improvement of our thoughts can bring greater fulfillment than the improvement of our finances. So if contemplation on Krishna is improving our thoughts, is elevating our thoughts, is enriching us internally, then that is also a tangible return. And by this more realistic standard of tangible returns, it's more realistic because it more really affects our happiness. So by this more realistic standard of tangible returns, Krishna thoughts offer us four valuable gifts. What are they? Krishna thoughts are soothing. Our today's culture is characterized by constant and chronic anxiety. So much stress, so much tension. So all this is there, and the uncertainties of life are the cause of anxieties for us. So how do we get relief from these anxieties? So that comes when we connect with Krishna. So Krishna is the only ultimate certainty in life. When a child is crying, the child may go to the mother and get some relief. Oh, the mother's love. Things may go wrong, but my mother still loves me. But that mother's life is also finite. So when we go to Krishna, that is the ultimate certainty. Krishna will always be there, and remembering him will always grant us solace. So remembrance of Krishna, who is the only ultimate certainty in life, it counters our anxieties and it soothes our heart. So Krishna thoughts are soothing. And not only are they soothing, they are also satisfying. Today the world around us advertises so many sources of material pleasure. This object, that object, and this parade of tempting objects which assaults our senses from various directions. This assault actually makes us deeply dissatisfied, perpetually dissatisfied. Whatever we have, we want more, more, more. So in such a situation, if we turn towards Krishna and think of Krishna, because Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, then what happens is when we connect with Krishna by thinking about him, and that eradicates the chronic dissatisfaction and grants us deep lasting satisfaction. So Krishna thoughts are in this way satisfying. And they are also strengthening. Strengthening means that we all have to battle against our lower desires, against the mind's impulses which drag us in undesirable, counterproductive directions. And when we are battling like this, at that time, this battle drains us, it exhausts us. So we need to regain our inner strength. Just as when our fuel, the fuel gets exhausted, we go to a petrol pump and get the fuel. So similarly, our inner energy stock, how do we replenish it? We have to go to the source of all energy, that is Krishna. And when we connect with Him, by thinking about Him, our inner energy stock gets replenished. And we become rejuvenated. We become energized, empowered, strengthened. So Krishna thoughts are in this way, strengthening. And then beyond that, they are also sublimating. Sublimate means to raise upwards, to elevate. So the impurity and the immorality in the culture today, it taints us. It actually drags our thoughts down. So Krishna is the abode of all purity. Krishna is supremely pure and supremely purifying. When we connect with Krishna, then that connection with Him elevates us. It raises our thoughts to higher, purer, nobler levels. And ultimately, our whole existence becomes sublimated. So in this way, actually Krishna thoughts offer us such profound returns. They are soothing, satisfying, strengthening, sublimating. Something which practically nothing else can do. So when there are such glorious returns, then why should we become discouraged or disturbed when materialists criticize? What is the point of chanting? What is the point of thinking of Krishna? Actually, we can turn that materialistic challenge around on its head. And you can say, when there are such profound returns available and they're so easily available just by thinking about Krishna, why should I actually not think of Krishna even for one moment? Let me think about Krishna constantly. And actually, this is the realization of the advanced yogis. In the Bhagavad Gita, in 6th chapter, 20 to 23 verses, Krishna talks about the state of samadhi, where the yogi is absorbed in the absolute truth. And when the yogi is thus absorbed, it is described, yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tatah yasmin stito dukkhena guruna api vichalyate. So there it is actually mentioned that when we connect with Krishna, then we realize that this is the greatest gain, that there is no gain greater than the gain of fixing the mind on Krishna. That is the supreme enrichment that one gets. And with this enrichment, we become so satisfied that we feel there is no need for anything else. And that's why we become habituated to constantly thinking about Krishna. And this is the complete contentment. There is no greater gain. So Krishna thoughts offer us the greatest gain, far greater than what any financial gain can offer us. It can soothe, satisfy, strengthen and sublimate our inner world and our entire existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.